This is Al Simpson. With all the big spending Democrats in Congress, raising taxes will never help us to eliminate the deficit. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Quiz time. Ted, if you give Congress more tax revenue, will it A, sink it into the bottomless pit of more government spending, or B, use it to pay on the deficit? Silly question, ain't it, pal? Ted, we've only been able to prove one thing with absolute certainty. If we put $1 billion from new taxes on the table in front of liberals in Congress, they would most certainly blow it. Fact is, the worst thing you could possibly do in the anxiety to shrink the deficit is raise taxes. Liberals have never, ever learned how to say no to the powerful special interests who will now demand that this money be spent on their cause. Ted, why is it every single time Congress raises taxes, the deficit only gets bigger? Because when you liberals are given an inch of new money, you'll spend a mile of it every single time.
Al, you Republicans always try to fight the deficit with one hand tied behind your back. Deficit reduction requires two things: effective restraint on spending and a fair distribution of the tax burden. Bill Clinton's election was also a victory for his economic plan, including higher taxes on the wealthy. It was a categorical rejection of George Bush's do-nothing approach and the fiasco over his on-again, off-again, no-new-taxes pledge. Reaganomics meant billions of dollars in excessive tax cuts for the wealthy and unfair tax burdens on everyone else. Bill Clinton's proposal to raise taxes on individuals earning over $200,000 a year makes eminent good sense as a part of a comprehensive deficit reduction plan. Give Clintonomics a try, Al. You may not like it better than Reaganomics, but the country will. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on interest rate gouging on your credit card bills. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.